KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Checking high school softball scoreboard from last night locally in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic swept a pair from St. Albert, winning 13-1 and 10-3 last night. Also, Creston took two from Clarinda, 12-9 and 12-0 rather, and 9-2. It was Glenwood twice over Red Oak, 2-0 and 14-1. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 1-0. Lenox over Shenandoah by a 1-0 final. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Gracie Blummel had three hits and scored three times as Riverside beat Underwood 7-3. Also, it was Trainer over IKM Manning 5-0. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 6-4. Audubon over Logan Magnolia 3-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Cam scored all seven of its runs in the first inning and then held on for a 7-5 win over Arweva. Exira EHK a 9-0 winner over Boyer Valley as Cammie Waymeyer 3-for-3 plus a home run. Macy Emgarten gave up just one hit and walked four while striking out 10 last night. Glenn Ralston beat Woodbine 11-3. Collins Maxwell over Coon Rapids Bayard 15-0. From the corner conference, Casey Danker had a couple of hits and a couple of RBIs, helping Griswold to a 6-0 win over Stanton. Sydney beat East Mills 8-4 and Bedford over Fremont Mills 7-2. In baseball action last night, also from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert twice over Atlantic, 12-2 and 12-1 were the scores. Glenwood beat Red Oak twice, 13-7 and 8-3. Creston over Clarinda, 8-2. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic, 3-2. Shenandoah downing Bedford, 10-6. In Western Iowa Conference play, Jackson Jensen threw five innings of two-run ball, giving up five hits, helping Audubon to a 4-2 win over Logan Magnolia. AHSTW a 3-2 winner over Missouri Valley. Lane Nelson had a two-run single to help lead the way for the Vikings. Trainer beat IKM Manning 7-2. Underwood over Riverside 19-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Boyer Valley 12-2. Cam defeated Arweva in eight innings 7-6. Lane Speaker had a nice night with three hits and scored a couple of runs for the Cougars. Woodbine 7-1 winners over Glidden Ralston. Also in the corner conference, Stanton defeated Griswold 7-2. Fremont Mills over Essex South Page 14-4. East Mills beat Sydney 6-5. That's boys baseball play last night. At the College World Series, Tim Tadlock would obviously have preferred his team not have to play in a Monday elimination game at the College World Series. He wasn't worried, though, how his team would react. He said they just kind of had a hunch the other day that they're going to be fun to watch with their backs against the wall. Well, the Red Raiders were down three runs early against Arkansas before they beat the Razorbacks 5-4 yesterday for their 25th come-from-behind win this season, the second most in the nation. Cody Masters' first triple of the season drove in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning. Taylor Floyd led off Arkansas's ninth inning, and the number eight national seed Red Raiders bounced back from a 5-3 loss to Michigan. Number five Arkansas was eliminated in two games a year after they made it to the College World Series finals. Both of the Razorbacks' losses were by one run. Texas Tech will play another elimination game Wednesday, facing off against Florida State. Well, Jesse Franklin hit the second pitch of the game out of TD Ameritrade Park, and with the performance Tommy Henry was about to give, that was all the offense Michigan needed. Henry limited Florida State to three hits, and Franklin's homer stood up in a 2-0 win Monday night that put the Wolverines in control of Bracket 1 in their first appearance at the College World Series since 1984. The Wolverines are 2-0 for the first time in six appearances since 1962, and they need one more win on Friday to reach the best of three finals next week. Michigan will play Friday against Texas Tech or Florida State in the College World Series at Omaha. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Dexter Fowler and Matt Carpenter homered to back a strong outing by Miles Michaelis and lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-0 win over the Miami Marlins. That was a game heard here last night on KJAN. Michaelis snapped a career-high losing streak of five straight decisions. In other National League action, Atlanta beat New York 12-3. San Francisco downed L.A. 3-2. San Diego over Milwaukee 2-0. Philadelphia at Washington was postponed. In the American League, Jorge Soler hit a two-out, two-run homer in the eighth inning off Anthony Bass, and the Kansas City Royals rallied for a 6-4 win over Seattle, snapping a nine-game losing streak to the Mariners. After the Royals were shut down for most of the night by Tommy Malone, Soler hit a 1-1 pitch on the outside corner out to deep right center field for his 19th home run of the season. Martin Maldonado added a solo homer in the ninth inning. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 3-0, Angels over Toronto 10-5, Texas beat Cleveland 7-2, Boston over Minnesota 2-0, Oakland beat Baltimore 3-2. In interleague play, Cincinnati topping Houston by a 3-2 final. Authorities in the Dominican Republic say they are closing in on the mastermind and motive behind the shooting of Red Sox baseball great David Ortiz as he recovers in a hospital in Boston. A judge on Monday ordered a man nicknamed Bone to 1 year in preventive prison during a hearing closed to the public. According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, the man, whose real name is Gabriel Alexander Perez Vizcaino, is accused of being the liaison between the alleged hitmen and the person who paid them. The documents also state that Perez sold the cell phone allegedly used to plan the attack to a woman for $180 a day after the June 9th shooting. Authorities said he wanted to get rid of the evidence. University of Iowa head women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter announced several staff changes on Friday. Abby Stamp has been promoted to interim assistant coach. Catherine Reynolds has been promoted to director of player development, while associate head coach Jenny Fitzgerald will now serve as a special assistant to the head coach. The search for a new director of operations is ongoing. Fitzgerald, a native of Long Grove, completed her 19th season on the Iowa sidelines in 2019. She's helped the Hawkeyes to 18 postseason appearances, including 13 NCAA tournament berths and an Elite Eight appearance in 2019. Under Fitzgerald, Iowa perimeter players have garnered numerous awards. She's coached 14 players to a total of 31 all Big Ten honors, including 11 first-team selections. She's mentored 6 all-district honorees, 1 All-American, 4 honorable mention All-Americans, and 4 WNBA draft picks. Stamp completed her 10th season with the Iowa women's basketball program in 2019. After spending 8 seasons as Iowa's director of operations, Stamp was promoted to director of player development in 2017. She was also a member of the Iowa women's basketball team from 2005 to 2008. Reynolds completed her second season as director of basketball operations in 2019. During the past 2 years, she's worked closely with the Hawkeye basketball staff, coordinating and carrying out day-to-day activities of the program. Reynolds was a member of the Iowa women's basketball team from 2011 to 2015. The 2015 co-captain played a pivotal role in Iowa's 2015 Sweet 16 run. Well, Toronto police say 4 people were shot and wounded at a rally for the NBA champion Raptors, and 3 people were arrested. Droves of Raptors fans ran from the shooting in a stampede from the City Hall Square, which was packed with tens of thousands of people. Police Chief Mark Saunders says 4 people suffered gunshot wounds, but said none of the injuries were life-threatening. 2 guns were recovered. During a speech from one of the team owners, the host of the rally interrupted the proceedings to alert the crowd to an emergency and asked for calm. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Toronto Mayor John Tory, NBA Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, and other players were among those on stage at the time. And in football news, quarterback Josh McCown has announced he's retiring from playing football after an NFL career that spanned 16 NFL seasons and included stints with 10 different teams. He played the last 2 seasons with the New York Jets, serving as the starter in 2017 and as a veteran backup to rookie Sam Darnold last year. McCown finished with over 17,000 career passing yards and 98 touchdowns with 82 interceptions. He was a 3rd-round draft pick of Arizona in 2002. He also spent time with Detroit, Oakland, Miami, Carolina, San Francisco, Chicago, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland before joining the Jets. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.